as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. London-based quartet Wild Palms launched onto our radars back in 2011 when they released their debut album Until Spring. Since then, things have got a little bit quiet in Camp Wild Palms, but now the boys are back, downsized to a trio and with plenty more to lend to our ears, favouring a brand new glitchy electro sound. Last autumn they dropped Ennio, a gorgeous first single from their upcoming album Live Together, Eat Each Other that I've had on repeat ever since. We'll hear from band members Lou, Gareth and Daryl shortly, but first let's listen to that brilliant song. Just been playing tracks from your upcoming album called Live Together, Eat Each Other. I was a bit intrigued by where this name came from because it sounds a bit like an unfortunate flatmate, perhaps. And then I thought it'd be great if someone wrote an album about a really awful flatmate.
Not a flatmate.
No, it's fine. It was more a case of spending 4.5 years together in a room making an album. First of all, like, it's kind of got a negative connotation, but it's not meant to be negative. It was kind of like while we was in there, you start taking on different aspects of each other and the music as well. Kind of had enough time to unify. So it's a process of that kind of sharing and consumption.
And you said that it took 4.5 years to come together. What took it so long?
I mean, initially after the first album, we took on an extra member. So there was going to be five of us. And we kind of started writing in between the five of us, and that probably took about 6 or 7 months. And then our fifth member, he dropped out. It wasn't really working necessarily, And then we kind of had to start again. So the album was kind of pretty much done quite a while ago, but then also things that were beyond our control meant that it just took that little bit longer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you spent that long putting together an album, how do you choose who you hand it over to do the final production on it when it's been such a labour of love? How do you know who's going to look after it for you?
We were quite fortunate in that we kind of took the album as far as we could take it ourselves. Like in the studio, we kind of tried to keep ourselves fairly isolated and do it as much, take it as far as we could. And then when we took it to our label, mainly to Derek, who runs One Little Indian, he put us in touch with Liam, or he showed the album to Liam and sort of just to, you know, see what he felt about it. And almost immediately he came back with, you know, how he felt the album was and what it sounded like to him. And there's so many of the bands that he referenced and things he referenced were just completely spot on, and he just seemed to get it straight away, which was great.
And you started releasing tracks from it at the end of last year. How has it been to finally get them out to the audience?
Fantastic, to be honest. It's been obviously like a long process, so to see like it culminate in the release and get the feedback from people, and it's all been like positive responses. So yeah, it's just really good to get music back out there, and you know, you can kind of drive yourself a little bit mad sort of just spending so much time in the studio.
Yeah, because it felt like sometimes that it might not actually get out, you know, like, when is it going to happen? But it, yeah, we got there and we're getting there.
This song's called Temper Gold.
To train what's inside you, it would not feel so out, would not suppress. What was caged began finding ways to manifest. Tear down the blue, hope white. It spat its scream, it ripped a hole. It self-combusted and it tips a pole. You lay exhausted, fragile scene. And you have melted, falling fast asleep. You were poured into a new mold. Strengthened and cooled, temper grown. Cool down, time cold, grows long, temper grown.
The first album, it kind of all happened really quickly. You know, we were just playing a lot of live gigs and we kind of wrote for that. And then went and made an album from the songs, but this time it was kind of making an album and how, you know, just considering every aspect of it.
So then how do you go the other way? I mean, you've just come and done this session for us today and we've made you sort of mess around with your tracks again and strip it all back. Thank you for doing that. It sounded great.
It's fun to do.
So how do you then take it, your last album, you say you kind of designed it to play live shows, but this one was more for an album. How do you then put it on back onto the stage?
That's kind of been the fun part in the last sort of
fun.
Six,
yeah, in inverted commas,
yeah. In the last sort of 6 to 8 months, I guess, and trying to then work out how we're going to do it. And I mean, there was lots of live aspects of it anyway. It wasn't, you know, we recorded some aspects live, and so, you know, we had an idea, but it was just, you know, just have to take your time and work out how, what works and what doesn't.
A lot of equipment, a lot of
carrying.
Yeah, a lot of triggering. We're there now, and it was fun getting there. There's still tweaks to be made, but it's good. It's kind of, when you play it live, it takes on a kind of different form as well. You know, it's you're using the bones of it, but you give it certain emphasis in certain parts and you tailor make it for, you know, your audience.
Yeah, we were conscious of, we didn't want it to sound exactly the same on the album as when we play live. I always like it when you've got to bring something to your live show, otherwise you might as well just
play the album.
Yeah, you
don't
want to
be listening to the record.
Yeah, yeah. And we are a live band, that's kind of where we come from, so that's always been important to us.
This is Feathers Part 1.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guests were Wild Palms, and their new album, Live Together, Eat Each Other, is out on June the 3rd, released by One Little Indian Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll be soothing your Saturday with live music from Portland's finest M-Ward. But for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.